The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9 on WRHI 1340 AM, 100.1 FM, and WRHI.com. So thank you for joining us today. We are on location down in the Richburg Conference Center down in Chester at the 19th Annual Master Gardener Symposium. So I got Steven to come set up everything for me so we could do the show down here like we usually do to kick off the year. I'm alone today. My buddy Steve, he had some surgery on Monday, and he's recovering. They fixed what they thought was wrong, and he's recovering in a rehab center. And hopefully he'll be back, if not next week, week after that. So we'll miss him today and keep him in your prayers as he's getting over this. Keep him and Ron in your prayers. I found out something about Steve yesterday. Actually, I guess his name is John because I went to see him and there was no Steve Crump there. It was a John Crump. So I'll have to ask him about that when I see him. I don't know, maybe that's a middle name, or Steve must be a middle name or something. So like I said, we're down here in Chester. Everybody's coming into the Master Gardener Show right now. They have probably about 300 people down here today. The York County Master Gardeners is a very active group. And they've grown this thing, like, say, 19 years. I've been coming to this at least 15 years, and I'm coming up on my 19th year at Carolina Fresh Farms in March. I think March the 6th will be my anniversary, so we're quickly heading into spring. We usually talk about the weather in this first segment, so let's get into the weather. This week we've had some crazy stuff going on. Seemed like Sunday I was sitting on my back patio and my wife was laughing because I had my shirt off. It was so nice to sit out there in the sun, get my little base tan. And 60 degrees. Well, as the week went on, we had a couple different things going on. We actually had some snow coming down. I guess that was Wednesday, maybe. It was beautiful snow. And we had some freezing temperatures. Yesterday morning, went to work, and I was loading some pine needles about 7:30 in the morning. It was 20 degrees in a pine needle trailer, and I don't know if it gets much colder than that, so I didn't bring my gloves with me, so my hands were pretty cold that morning. So that's a good way to wake yourself up there. I do work at Carolina Fresh Farms. If anybody's new listening to the show, you don't know where that is, it's in Rock Hill on Old York Road, just past the cemetery on the right if you're headed toward Walmart in York. We are open today, 8 to 2 o'clock, so they're open right now. Doing the job without me today. I'll be down here all day at the show till about 3 o'clock. But come on in and see us. It is time to do your pre-emergent. I know we got some warmer weather coming next week, which would be nice. So to prevent weeds from coming up in the spring and summer, you need to do a treatment right now. So I know a lot of y'all have some weeds coming up in your lawn right now. A lot of that is probably poana if you have a Bermuda yard, or zoysia, centipede, St. Augustine. You'll see these green splotches in your yard. Well, that's poana. It's a weed that comes up, germinates early fall, and comes up in the spring, usually in wet places. The prevention for it is doing a pre-emergent in the fall, and you can work that out, make sure that happens, put it down. Still doesn't cure 100% of it, so You may have different things coming up here and there. So we have topical treatments you can put out on your lawn. You can spray, but you probably have to wait. Next week might be a good time to do it, but need to wait until warms up a little bit. Chemicals work a little bit better when the temperature is warmer, so it works its way through the plant and all. So we are actually, this is our last show in February, so we're moving quickly into spring. And everybody knows, if you've been in the Carolinas very long, it will go up and down temperature-wise. Enjoy the good days we get, and then keep your jacket handy, gloves handy, because we're not quite done with winter. I think Steve's talked about, I don't remember this too much, but getting snow in April, which would be kind of crazy. But we hope we're done with that anyway. We definitely had a colder winter this winter. Look, the temperature's up a couple of weeks ago for December and January. We were in the 50s and 60s, I think, most of those days. But incredibly low temperatures this year. I think one day we had never got above freezing. So that was kind of a crazy day. We're not used to it, really. So, like I said, we're down here at the Gateway Center, Richburg Conference Center, at the Master Gardeners show. And everybody's coming in. And we are, I have a booth. And we're handing out some things today, some chip clips and koozies and candy. And everybody seems to love my pins. I'm going to have to make sure we bring some more pins. Let me see, I hear the music coming, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're on location today down at the Richburg Conference Center, Chester, on the, if you're coming south on 77, on the left side. Used to be an old car dealership years ago, but it's a big conference center now. A lot of people in Rock Hill have things down here. It's very nice. And we have the Master Gardener Show here today, 19th annual Master Gardener Show. And they're going to have about, I think, maybe close to 300 people down here today. And we got a lot of vendors. And if you feel like coming down, I think in the afternoon, about 2 o'clock or so, you can come down and walk around. If you didn't sign up for the show, walk around talk to the vendors and all that good stuff. So I have, since y'all are tired of hearing me talk, and I was laughing about how long 5 minutes is if you're sitting there just talking and talking. But
to yourself.
Yeah, talk to myself.
Some of us do that a lot.
As long as you don't get answers back, I guess, you talk to yourself.
You can get in an argument with yourself.
Yeah. I've got one of my, I consider her a new friend. So her name is Christina, and she is in charge of the Union County, North Carolina Master Gardeners. And we met each other months ago. They actually found our radio show somehow.
I don't even know how we did that.
Somebody found it, I guess, on the internet.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So yeah. It made me feel pretty good. And she came down with a friend and was on the show at the end of last year.
Yeah, because we were promoting the symposium that we just did.
And she just did a symposium.
Yeah.
Was that 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks
two
ago?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago.
No. And then so they taught me into coming up there, and I had a great time. They had their first symposium. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened up there?
So that was the first symposium that we have done in Union County, North Carolina, because there's a Union County, South Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. And we've got a great event center there. So we were very, very fortunate to be able to use that. But we had about 240 people. We had 12 exhibitor vendors. Mm-hmm. You were one of them. And we had a full day, like five. Master gardeners are always looking for educational credits, so you could get 5 hours of credit that day. That was a big deal. So we had, you know, lunch and a lot of coffee, and it was a good day all around.
Yeah,
yeah, really good.
Had some good speakers.
Really good. Yeah, and actually, one of our speakers, Jay Sifford, is here today. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, he's back. So that'll be good to see him. Actually, I already saw him. He was looking at the plants.
Yeah.
All of us, we were just out of our minds about plants.
Don't you?
Yeah, it's like it's freezing cold outside, and wherever they're buying orchids.
This is an anxious time of year, I guess, for y'all.
Because
are you anxious about spring coming?
Yeah. You know, that's an interesting word.
Yeah.
Anxious. It's like I want to go out in the dirt.
Yeah.
And play in the soil.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's good.
We have good days. Yeah. We have good days that, you know, the little lizards are back out, and every once in a while you'll see a bee. So but
I'm more about grass. I mean, I love grass and all that kind of stuff.
Lawn grass.
But I do lawn grass. So, but I do love plants, and I have lots of herbs, and we have edible gardens in my house,
and it's
very therapeutic for me to go out there and just piddle with it.
There's actually science behind that it's true. If you're feeling anxious or depressed or anything bad, go outside.
Yeah.
Go touch a tree.
Yeah.
Literally, people got to do their master's degree on stuff like that. I mean, how fortunate. What weird studies.
My wife's always telling me when she's cooking. The other day, we were cooking breakfast. She has potatoes. Go out there and give me some rosemary. Go out there, clip. And I grew spinach this year, and it's been awesome.
It
survived the whole winter.
It's tough as nails.
In the cold temperatures. Now, some of my plants didn't. I had Brussels sprouts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That zero.
But like even leaf lettuce will usually handle. It'll kind of die back, and then it'll come back.
Yeah, so my broccoli's doing good.
It likes this weather.
But the spinach is awesome. We cut it up. Put it in the salad.
And go get more.
Yeah, there's always more growing.
And then rosemary's tough, too. If you get the right kind, it will last for... mine is taking over.
I've got a couple of rosemary ones. Do you know much about rosemary?
I just know I have too much of it.
I do.
Yeah.
I have
how much can you eat?
I have an older plant. I think I've got... It's just... It doesn't get good sun. It's in the shade.
Oh, no, it wants sun.
Yeah, so it's reaching. You can tell when it's growing. It's under a crepe myrtle.
Oh, yeah.
But
it wants really good drainage. It's a Mediterranean plant, like lavender.
Yeah.
It wants really good drainage,
yeah.
and it wants really good sun, but it doesn't love our humidity.
So
you're playing a game there.
Yeah.
But mine sits basically in a pot. I mean, it's in the patio, but it's in a pot I built. And so it gets excellent drainage, and it gets full-on sun.
Yeah. Well, I have two small ones that I restart in the back, and they're in little pots. And that's the easy way to...
You can control the drainage that way a lot better than you can in clay.
Yeah. And you can keep the weeds out better, too. So.
Yeah.
All right. I think I hear some music. So, Christina, we're going to go to a break.
Good to see you.
We'll be right back. Thanks for coming.
This is Lauren. Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
I got a piece of land out in the countryside. Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pine. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave?
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. This is an interesting way to do the show. Steven is sitting over here by himself, and I'm sitting here just talking, looking at everybody coming around here. So it's just, I don't see Matt. Matt's back at the spinning the wheels of music and all that good stuff. So we're here down at the Master Gardeners Show Symposium at the Richburg Conference Center in Chester, South Carolina. Richburg, probably. I guess we're on this side of the interstate. So I have my good friend and cohort, Brenda Gendron.
His much younger sister.
Yeah. Some people come in and they see us sitting up there working. I tell them that that's my older sister. So, but thank you for coming on the radio with me here.
Problem.
Help me have somebody to talk to.
David was over here talking to himself. It's just like being at work.
Looking, yeah, like I don't get any answers. Nobody's answering me. So.
Just like at work.
So Brenda has run this whole thing for a number of years. So this year she stepped back a little bit, and she's down here helping me with the booth and going to actually go and enjoy the show. So
that's it.
How is it?
I have retired from being the chair for the Master Gardener Symposium, but
yeah,
still helping out with it. So I came yesterday, and we probably had 40 people here setting up. So there's a lot of people behind the scenes working to make sure everything's great. We've got plenty of vendors. I'm not sure the total number. I want to say there were 30 vendors here.
Oh, wow.
This year. We have expanded. So we've taken over the whole large ballroom. We got all of our vendors set up. So we're just looking forward to having a good time.
It looks good. There's a lot of people here. Is it close to 300 people? 250?
Yes. Yeah, close I think it's 300 this year.
It looks more because, like you said, they rearranged things and the whole ballroom is opened up.
Yeah.
It's a good time. I see a lot of people buying, getting plants, walking out of here with plants. I was just talking to Christina, and I used the word anxious. I think a lot of master gardeners are anxious about spring coming and
we are
getting
all
out there and
we're chomping at the bit. We're ready. It's about time to start cleaning up your flower beds. We don't recommend you clean them up too early because there are a lot of pollinators and good bugs that are living in your flower beds, and you don't want to disturb them. You know, when it was 75 degrees, a week and a half ago, and you get excited and you go clean the weeds and you clean up your mulch and do all of that, and you uncover all these little eggs and little bugs, and then we get snow the middle of the week and ice.
It's not good for them.
It's not good for them. So we do recommend you wait maybe another week or so. But spring, I think, is 22 days away.
Wow. Well, something, yeah, we're almost done with February here. I mean, this is next Saturday. It'll actually be March 1st. So we're moving quickly. And it felt like that yesterday at the store. We were busy. I was supposed to come down here and set up the booth, but I couldn't leave the store yesterday. We were just covered up, and that's a good sign. Just coming.
That is. We like that. And, you know, you got, as you're getting ready, you're looking at your yard trying to figure out what you need, make sure you come see us. And we've got some great chicken manure compost. I was just telling a lot of our attendees are interested because you can use it to amend your garden. You can put it on your lawn. You can put it in the flower pots. But we've got it everything from a 40-pound bag to how many yards do we put on a dump truck?
We can put six.
Yeah, 6 yards on a dump truck.
We can dump it out. Or we can put it in one of these super sacks, which is basically a cubic yard, a 3-foot by 3-foot by 3-foot bag, and deliver it on our truck and set it there. You can dig. Take your time. You know, dig out of it, won't make a mess all over your driveway. And
that's my preferred method. I have one delivered outside my fence every spring, and I just open it up, take out what I need, and shut it back up so it doesn't wash away. And amend your flower beds and your vegetable gardens. It is aged chicken manure, so it there is no smell. It's light and fluffy.
Black, so, rich dirt.
That's it, good. Exactly.
So, and the best thing about the bag, it's got a beautiful Carolina Fresh logo on it. And
so your neighbors will know where
it's on all four sides, so even if my truck driver turns it the wrong way, still, it's a good advertisement. So we actually, if you do get a bag, we can reuse those. So we usually charge $15 for the bag, but let's say you get one delivered home, you want to come back, we can bring it back, and we'll save you a little bit of money.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll refill it with rock, whatever you need.
Yeah, rock, mulch, anything, I guess. We put pine needles in there, I guess. Put a couple bales of pine needles. I don't know. Whatever people want to pay for, we'll put it in there.
We've been known to do a little bit of everything.
Put your husband in there?
No. I tell people that's why I hug my husband, so I know how big the hole needs to be. Just
That's
kidding, John.
Good.
I love you.
Yeah. Hey, John.
Hey, John.
I'm sure
you're
listening to this. So this is the event's grown. When did you start with this thing?
I actually started.
This is 19th year. So. I think I've done it about 15 years. I don't know the exact time.
I think I've been involved about 12 years.
Yeah.
10 or 12 years.
Used to have it at the Baxter Hood Center in Rock Hill, but it's outgrown that, and really it could probably be bigger.
David showing his age.
If it was room. Yeah, if it was room here, it'd be bigger. So, well, I've been now I have my anniversary for Carolina Fresh in 19 years, March 6th. So it's good. So Brenda, I met her here years ago, and a couple years ago we were down here at the Master Garden, and she said she wanted to come work, and I was like so excited about it. So it's worked out. Very good. How many years have you been there?
I've been
five?
There. Six.
Six?
We'll be coming up on my
sixth
anniversary.
Man, that's nice. She's the organization behind my madness.
I try.
Now, to hear her tell it, I'm sure it's something different.
I try anyway.
She describes it differently, I'm sure. So.
So what are our gardeners need to think about in the next week or so?
Well, lawn is you need to start to do your pre-emergent for sure. Cleaning up beds, I guess. You can start. You said just wait a little bit. But I have chickweed everywhere.
Oh, I do too. It's
so
awful.
Yeah.
The good news is, you know, my mom always said if weeds don't grow, nothing else will.
Yeah.
So I think I've got
I think I've got a
pretty good set growing.
I think I hear some music. So I think we're going to go to a break, Matt, and we'll be right back to conclude the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, this is is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench for our last segment here. And it is going to be a lovely day today outside. It's going to be 50-some degrees. It was chilly this morning. I think down in the 20s again. But I was laughing yesterday. It takes this time of year, wintertime, it takes all day for the temperature to get to the high. I think the high yesterday probably didn't get there to 4:30, and how quickly does it cool off once my buddy Jay Wilson always calls the sun Big Red. Once Big Red goes down, man, the temperature has really dropped. So we're not too far away from spring, right around the corner. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh. If you don't know, we're down here today at the Master Gardener Symposium at the Richburg Conference Center. My buddy Steve Crump had surgery Monday, and he's doing a little recovery. And like I said, keep him and Rhonda in your prayers. And if he's not here next week, he'll probably be here the week after that. So had a few guests on here today, which helped me because I'm sitting here. I can't see Matt. And Steven's over here. Steven was a little under the weather, but he came down here and set everything up for me, and I'm very happy about that. He knew it was important to be down here. So our show runs every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9, WRHI, 1340 AM, 100.1 FM, and the app is the best way to do it, WRHI.com, which they say is worldwide, which I know at least it reached into North Carolina because we hooked up with the North Carolina Master Gardeners and had them on. Christina was nice to come on here just a little bit ago. So we're down here all day today. I'll be here at about 4 o'clock today. We have a booth and handing out good prizes. And I think everything starts here about 9 o'clock. So as our show ends, they're going to kick their show off. And it should be a good time down here. I'll use that word anxious, but there's a lot of anxious gardeners here ready to get things going and ready to get the spring started. And I am too, man. It's a lot of fun things happen. I'm kind of tired of being locked in the house. I'm ready to get out and play some golf and walk around the neighborhood. Or been one of those kind of winters, so. I believe I hear the music started, so we're going to head off, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.